Jacka News, you need to know. Now.
Pretoria 33, Johannesburg 32, Emalahleni 26, Tshwane 21 degrees.
We've got a fatal crash, Mabopane Highway. It's between Roslyn Road and the N4. There's big delays. And N1 northbound, there's a crash at New Road.
We start in the US, where Donald Trump has claimed victory over Kamala Harris in a fight for the US presidency. Results put him on the verge of one of the most stunning comebacks in US political history. Marius van der Walt takes a look.
In a story most Hollywood producers would probably dismiss as too far-fetched, Donald Trump has once again managed to defy all political norms. He's grabbed back the keys to the White House 4 years after he found it almost impossible to let them go. Accused of insurrection after his supporters attempted to prevent the peaceful transfer of power in 2020, accused of unlawfully retaining national defense information, and found liable for sexual abuse, not to mention surviving two assassination attempts, Trump fought the election on bread and butter issues such as immigration and the economy. Marius van der Walt, Jacaranda FM News.
Now at the same time, the Republican vice president-elect candidate J.D. Vance has vowed to lead the country's economic comeback under Trump's leadership. He addressed Republican supporters in Florida today.
And I think that we just witnessed the greatest political comeback in the history of the United States of America. And under President Trump's leadership, we're never going to stop fighting for you, for your dreams, for the future of your children. And after the greatest political comeback in American history, we're going to lead the greatest economic comeback in American history under Donald Trump's leadership.
In big news here at home, Northwest Premier Lazarus Mahosi has lauded the work of law enforcement officers in combating illegal mining in the province. Police confirmed this morning that the number of illegal miners that have resurfaced in Stilfontein near Klerksdorp has now risen to over 1,000.
We take this opportunity to commend the South African Police Service and the South African National Defence Force in their unwavering commitment to root out illegal mining activities in the province, and in particular,
the Independent Police Investigative Directorate has declassified the investigation report on the 2020 murder of Western Cape top cop Charles Kinnear. The report has been classified as top secret since 2022 due to its sensitive nature. 9 police officers, including a former head of the anti-gang unit, are implicated in the report. The names of these officers have been handed over to the National Prosecuting Authority. The Mankweng Magistrates Court has postponed the case against accused number 2 and 3 in the Limpopo pig farm killings to next year. Rudolf De Wet and William Masuro appeared alongside accused number 1, Zakaria Olivier, at the courts for formal bail application today. Magistrate Agnes Pudi postponed the matter.
Thank you. Case for accused number 2 and 3 is postponed to the 18th of February 2025 for further investigations, and both accused number 2 and 3 are remanded in custody.
For more, go to jackarandfm.com and click on news. And Not In My Name International has called for a state of emergency due to food safety concerns at spaza shops, labelling it a biological warfare against citizens. This follows the deaths of several children who reportedly ate unsafe goods. I'm Chanel September 8 video with Nies de Eer. Donald Trump het sy oorwinning oor Kamala Harris geëis in 'n stryd om die Amerikaanse presidentsie.
Yeah, ooh boy, here come a ding. How's the RAND doing at the moment? At the moment, Electoral College vote, Donald Trump 277, Ms. Harris 224. Yeah, that's a winning. Alrighty, it is Men's Mental Health Month.
Every 40 seconds, the world loses someone to suicide.
I pretend that I'm okay. Sometimes I just feel like I'm drowning and no one can see.
I can't do this anymore. It's too much. But they said depression isn't real.
There are millions of people fighting this fight. It's up to us to break the stereotypes around mental health. You don't need